Welcome back to Mo Tom Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the three last charting songs on the Motown record label. We'll pick it up in 1966 and we'll finish with 1963. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together. The Marvelettes, the Elgins, the Supremes, the Miracles, the Temptations, the Velvettes, Martha Rees and the Vandellas, and Eddie Holland. Well, first up this half hour, the second to last charting song from 1966. A great song. It Takes Two. Marvin and Kim, wait here on Motown.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah. The light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
Thank you. yourself in my place. If only for a day, see if you can stand the awful hurt I feel inside. And put yourself in my place for just a little while. Live through the loneliness, the endless emptiness I go through. You ain't been treated right, then you know heartaches are sad. Sitting by the telephone, being left all alone, then you know why I'm feeling bad.
The last charted song on the Motown record label from 1965, The Elgins, Put Yourself in My Place. That was the A side of the 45. We'll hear the B side in a moment. Before that, The Marvelettes and The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. And then it's number 13 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1966. And that was the last charting Motown song from 1966. And we started with the second to last charting song from 1966 for Motown. It Takes Two, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. And they reached number 14 in the Pop Charts and number 4 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the last three Motown charting songs from each year. We started this hour from 1969, and we've made it all the way up to 1965. And here's the second to last charting song from 1965, The Elgins, the B-side of the 45 from Put Yourself in My Place. This is called Darling Baby, right here on Motown.
Darling baby, life is so you've left these arms of mine. I've been alone crying, wondering why you left me behind. Darling baby, can't carry on since you've been gone. Why don't you please
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Last charting song from 1964, the classic My Girl from The Temptations, and they reached number one on both the United States Pops and Rhythm and Blues charts and number 43 in the UK from 1964. Before that, the third to last Motown charting song from 1964, The Miracles and Come On and Do the Jerk, and they reached number 50 on the pop charts and number 22 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. Before that, the last charting song from 1965, The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and My World Is Empty Without You, and they reached number 5 on the pop charts and number 10 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. And we started with the second to last charting song from 65 on Motown, The Elgins, the B-side of the 45 called Darling Baby. The A-side was Put Yourself in My Place, and Darling Baby only reached number 72 in the pop charts, but a very respectable number 4 in the Blue Charts of 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring 20 different Motown songs, all from the 1960s with very little talk, the last three charting songs of each year on the Motown record label. Well, we've made it all the way up to 1964, and here's the last charting song from 1964, The Velvettes, a Motown Memories favorite artist, and he was really saying something right here on Motown.
Hey, 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 I was walking down the street. When this boy started following me,
just
a flirt. But I ignored all the things he said. He moved me in every way. With his collar unbuttoned by my side, he was strutting. Girls, he was really saying something. Really saying something. Ooh, pop, pop, suki, water.
Quicksand, pulling me closer and closer. In my
the last charting song on the Motown record label from 1963, Eddie Holland and Leaving Here, and then reached number 76 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1963. Before that, the second to last charting song in Motown from 63, Martha of the Vandellas, and a great song, Quicksand, and then reached number 8 in both the Pop and Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1963. And we started this set with the last charting song from 1964, The Velvettes, and He Was Really Saying Something, and then reached number 64 in the Pop Charts and number 21 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1964. Well, we started this hour with the last three charting songs from 1969, and we ended up with the last two charting songs from 1963. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.